Teil Faktor mit Bezeichnung schlechtes Jahr. Geschworen, queer, queer. And then Kimchak's Kodesh, Shir Menucho, he stopped doing his creation. So when we come to the Torah, we see the Sefer Dibur, it says, Anoichi, Boyir, Lecha, Mesiso, but what Kodesh Baruch Hu is, he took it up in Tzvayim. After it says, in the Pasha of Shabbos, Zohar, Tzvayim, the Shabbos, and the Kaddishoy. First of all, remember the Shabbos always. That's what I'm saying, Sheish, the Shabbat Tablet, 6 days of Shabbat work, and he had a Menucho. So what is the reason that it says Sheish, the Shabbat Tablet? Come and teach you that Shabbos is a Shoyosh of the Muno. Shabbos is a concept to teach you that is the root of Amuna. Why? Because Oilam who made the Oilam, Kesh Baruch made the Oilam. And I think from Hashem, Hashem that done a call, by the Oilam of the year, He created us, and therefore since He created us, He puts us in this world, we have Chiv, do His rots, and we are basically His Avodah. We have to work after the Ebed, side with the Kuf, side with the Mammon, side with the Shaman. We have to do what Kesh Baruch wants. Why? I call Shalai. Torah is warns us very interestingly 12 different times the parasha of Shabbos. 12 times the Torah writes about warns you the Issa of Shabbos. Chazal says, "Kol Ham Shabbos as a Shabbos." Anyone who watches Shabbos, "Kibul Mekayim is Kol Torah." Some of the Shem Shabbos, Kol Torah Kulo. Forget whoever is Mechal Shabbos, Kibul Kaitub Kol Torah Kulo. Mechal Shabbos, you Kaitub the whole Torah Kulo. This is the Shorish of the Amunah. Now, the good out from Chazal, the Torah is the Torah. And Shabbos Beitzim is a Knegat Kulam, Knegat all tired mitzvahs. We see in the Oyin Shabbat of Shabbos that in the Oyin Shabbat what gives us sometimes is Nasei, sometimes a lot, sometimes it could be Mitzvah Deshmai, Chorus, and sometimes it could be real Mitzvah. The highest Mitzvah person can get is Skilam. Shabbos, we, if a person does it, Bemezit, he gets his Oyin Shabbat Skilam, is high Skilam. Person is Mumar, Lukalot, even one of Eira and Chaira, is not Mumar Lukalot, Eira Kulam. However, sometimes Mumar to Shabbos, it's not just if he's a moment to call it a kulot, as if he's oivit avodah zarah. The same thing, Shabbos oivit avodah zarah, the same exact thing. It's the shorish of emunah. All these words I said till now, it's on the Chofetz Chaim's platform, the Chil Gimel, it's Hakdamah to the Mishnah Berurah. He has Hakdamah to Al Beis, all similar to Al Beis onwards. The Chil Gimel, he's placed this Hakdamah, it's a shorish of emunah, and how stark and how choshev and how important Shabbos is. He's placed over there that a person has to be Shem Shabbos. And that's chutz that the Shmir Shabbos Karacha is going to help him to moichel kol avin oisav. Even like Gar Enosh, someone Shem Shabbos, how terrible you are, can moichel kol avin oisav. Therefore, it's possible the person has to learn the lachas if you know what to do. And if you know what to do, you have to be Shem Shabbos. He do open it, brings down the Yarek Vash, really from actions. That he writes, his words are, E efter klaut the Mitzias Shinotzum Isser Shabbos, it's not possible at all to be safe from the Isser Shabbos. If you want to call Adidim Ahoyer Peter Peter, if you're not in the lachas very, very well, it's impossible every Shabbos not to be even if a Shabbos is not in the lachas very well. Therefore, and I'm going into the Shabbos, the Chaburo, so it's very interesting. You always hear people discussing about Shabbos. I never knew. It's not from Israel, I never knew. I thought it was a Chaburo. It's really true. It's not submitting an Indian on Chum. I didn't know it's a lachas. Those are the words you hear come out every day by one person in the Chaburo. And like the Abbot says, EF is not possible if you to be Shem Shabbos, Kuroi, Kalacha, Kedila, you cannot know the Alachas. So therefore this month, I like to focus on the Alachas of Shabbos, or exactly what to do, or Kama Shabbos, Avada, Ma, Koisim, Ma, Roh, we have to ask Rav exactly what to do, this or the Shabbos that come from Alachas, and we can ask Rav what to do, to come through the Sugyas, and to understand where the oil is coming from, and to see the Shabbos. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos that I give on out of the Mishnah over there brings down the Lamatas Malachas. The 39 Malachas a person cannot do is blown out from the opinion of the Mishnah, it's one to protect another, just like the Mishnah, it's what the Malach is. On Shabbos, you cannot do whatever the opinion of the Mishnah was. Now, Mepharsh explained that the Lamatas Malachas of Etzim divided into four separate categories, four different groups. The first group, the Gemara that I love in Shabbos says, is Siddur the Pasnakat. The order of making bread, that means if we make bread, how do you do it? From food, goes from planting all the way down to cooking. Mishnah starts off saying, the Zohar, Chor, Shekhetzer, putting in seeds, and plowing, and cutting, those are the malachas all the way down to the field, to baking. Those are the first 11 malachas in the Mishnah of Shabbos. First 11 things is the story of the Bas Malka. It's the order of making bread. Afterwards, the next 13, as the Goyim Shnei Shaliyahu says, the next 13 is the Indian of Tzemer, of wool, that they used to have areas in the Mishkan that makes the curtains out of wool. So how do you get wool? So you start off shearing it from an animal,
Rishastatov, next 13, goes to the Setzema, sharing the world, then Malachmoy, about putting it, washing it, making it clean, and goes all the way on until yourself, until Taifa, and then Korea, and then to ripping it. That's the next 13. The next 7 afterwards, well, the Gemara says 9, but Ikkar before it should be 7, is that the Ilm of a Tzvi, of the process of capturing a deer and using its hides, the Mishkan they had on the oil, they had skin on top of the Mishkan, that was the oil for it, so the process starts off saying, first you have to capture a deer, the Mishkan starts off in the Tzeda, goes into Shita, and goes all the way to the Ilm of Mechatech, of cutting to set size, for the skins on top of the Mishkan. The last 8 malachas are basically the Ilm Negeah to building the Mishkan, it's by the Seisor, it's in and of Makapash and Itzor, of Kivoy and of Kivoy and Mavir, Kvist of Amalchik. Those are the last days. We have 4 different groups in the land that's along us. So the Ikka Shadow that everyone discusses going all the time, constantly, we'll try to focus on that, start now, we'll be mounted next week, is what can you open, what can you not open on Shabbos? First, when opening the Shabbos, you're getting involved with 7 different Malachas of Shabbos. 7 different Yisroel getting involved with. One Malacha Boina, you're creating a Kli. Second Malacha Thaisa, according to the person who say it is a Kli, you're destroying a Kli. A third Malacha Makapatish, of doing the final hammer blow, that's making it a Kli. A fourth Malacha of Korea, when you rip it back open, it's Korea, it could be a problem. A fifth Malacha of Mechateh, and the sixth Malacha of Mechiko. 6 Malachas. So, this week I'd like to start off with the Indian. What? The 7 was someone. 7 is the... No, 6, yeah. But... this week I'd like to start off with the Indian of Korea, a ripping. A ripping something. That's the 24th Malacha. A ripping something in Shabbos. If you think about it, people all the time rip. All the time. And Mamash Rav Lama Tess Malacha is a word that Mishnah Korea, you can't rip. Shabbos might say, how can a person include go against one Lama Tess Malacha's? Which be Mamash Adinda Ra'isa. So we'll try to Mavara as close as we can, the Mamash from next week, and in Korea, the Kamat not a case, and in our cases, the Kamat, every case getting involved with Negeya, is one Shidu holds the right, and one other Shidu holds the Munter. Elu Ve'elu, we'll come and build it, we'll, this week we'll make a focus on the Eisrim, next week we'll focus on the Matiru. We'll see where they're coming from, and I think you'll play this game. We'll get to both sides. So first, the words of the Mishnah is Korea Amas Lutfor, someone who rips on the condition to sow. Korea is ripping Amanas, in addition to taking to sow Litfor. So what is Amanas Litfor? Let's say you rip something, not in addition to sow. Are you able to issue the raiso? You stop and take it back and rip it, not in addition to sow. So the Ismail folks are showing him, the rip from Ramban says, Korea has been dapped Amanas Litfor. Now Amanas Litfor is only issued upon him. That's rip from Ramban, Marcus of Gimel, brought up by Mag Mishnah. The Bialocha says that that's Yotin, that's Chidim. The Bialocha Tzimin Shemem, Sifidala, the Koyin Machaber. The Machaber says, from the Rambam, that Korea is Amnas Litfor does not mean Amnas Litfor, it means Amnas Lasaki. Since usually Korea is ripping, is a destructive action, anything that's a kilkel is a chesaron de malach from Shevet, and should be also only the Abbot of Mutimah Tayyur. Come on the Mishnah, Amnas Litfor, Korea, which is a kilkel, since you're doing it on a condition to sow, or anything doing to sow, any ticket, then it's not me the Chayyab as Korea Amnas Litfor, but loved after Litfor, any ticket at all will be Chayyab for. The case of the Machaber is, when you have pages that are, you put them together, you tell you, you separate them, it will be Moichik. If you want the pages, you separate them, it will be Korea. Even though you don't plan to stick them together again. But Maisa, since you separated them, and it's a ticket for you, in the case that's a ticket, you'll be Chayyab for it. However, let's say in the case Stam Rip, it won't be a ticket. It won't be a ticket, Stam Rip pages. So Pata, Mishnah Kofema Beitas, Kol Makal Kalam, Potter, Potter Velosser. It's the Abbot, not Motor, it's also the Abbot. Now the case in the Mishnah is Korea, and tell you for sowing and ripping something to eat, you sow. Mechaber, the Rambam, says, love that is sowing, take pages, stick them together with glue. Any glue is, it could be a Toldoch paper, and ripping apart could be a Toldoch Korea. Laptop is sewing, anything sticking together is paper, anything separating it is a dip of Korea. What? Deal with Neos, those are the words. No, he says it's Toldoch, also Mechaber, Toldoch Korea. Mamma, those are the words, not Toldoch Korea. There might be a Nochenesser of Makar Patrish when you're making the final handball, when you're making the good Malach, the clean to a good object, where you're putting tissue together, making it into something, might be Nochabaya Makar Patrish. But so, besides for that, is it of Korea when he sticks, when he separates pages that are together, and putting them together is a Taifer. So So just to understand the commercial first, you go to the bathroom, sometimes they know tissues, what do you do? Toilet paper, can you rip the toilet paper on Shabbos? So the Mishabura, the Mishnem, the cotton, the malach, that it's a deraisa. Also, it says over there, it's Korea, could also be in the Maka Patish, the even is a deraisa. Why? It's a ticket. Even though you don't plan on the toilet, you don't plan to sell it backwards, you can use it, but since you want these amount of pieces, paper, a Korea. So what should you do? You stock. Let's say you stock, what do you do? If you have to cover the Prius, so it's what happens in Shinyan days, that a person, when he has to go to the Shevetim, so in those days they used to connect the batsmoy with a bottom, with wax. So the Gemara says wax amongst so. However, it's covered up Prius, you can move the wax. Says the Mechaber, the Mishabur explains, let's say the wax has a salt upon it, grass upon it. So when you move, pick up the rock from the ground, being over a piece of toilet, drop on. Says the Mishabura and the Paiskim, it's more to ask cover priest. Cover priest is more to this drop on. Therefore the Paiskim say, let's say you're stuck in the bathroom, what should you do? Rip it, klafayat, take your elbows, take your teeth, rip it, klafayat. That is the drop on. Maybe you should not do it without wine, so shalom chatek. Let's say you don't try to do it without wine. You can get on to say, the moment you don't try to do it on the dead lines, is it left with a tinder upon cover of yes? The person says it's mortar, based upon this Mishabura. Bimba Tisliyaz, Michal Kir Alam, Shmir Shabbos, Perakov Gimel, Nisan Kirel, Chodashani, and if we ask for an Shabbos, they will say, in that, if you stop, just do a Peshina. Had to cover of yes. However, without that, if this is correct, they ask you, don't do a Peshina, you promise you didn't do a Peshina. Another case they discuss. Let's say you have pages, you bought a safer, you're about to get a blown up Shabbos, because they didn't learn your Shabbos, the Schai get, can you attack mitzvahs, the Chai. So it's nice to get a safer, you want, come Shabbos, you open up, you see the pages are stuck together. Can you separate the pages that are stuck together? Says the Mishabru and Sukkot and Memhei, or if this is their Esau. If they were never separated, the pages were stuck together, Shabbos might have been their Esau, Mishabru says, big job, people got, either it's Kareel, it's Makar Patish. What about the Kareel, Makar Patish? So nice, so that's the case now, if you have a new safer, you can open it. But let's say you have a safer that you have used, and it gets stuck together, you have a bit of mosif, gets put on top of it, gets screened on the pages are stuck together. Can you open the pages that are stuck together? Was it by a upgrade, Michael Patrick? So as Michael Patrick, the writer is no shakers, because it really was used, it really was a bit of mosif, it wasn't the final half low, we'll just bring it back to what the problem is, it's not Michael Patrick. What about Korea, even this? Says the Mishabura, it really depends. Where, first, there are two questions. Where did it fall? When you have pages that stuck together through food, it can either fall on the oasis, or a place where it's blank, on the Gilead, where there is no oasis. Says the Mishabura, if it fell on the oasis, now the oasis is covered up. So there's a back sheet at the beginning of Shin Mem, the whole thing is covered up, it's as if it's not there, and you're removing it, and you see the oasis back there, or even it's a crescent. Dilexiva. Great place can go with the Bashita, Mishabura passes like the Bashita. It says to remove something that you can see the oasis, if it's stuck on, you're even Isser of Kaiser. And if the Mishabura, by bench is stuck together on words to open up the evidence of Kaiser, you can open up. Into them. Let's say you fell upon a place where there is no oasis, it's only stuck together with on the Gilead, what happens a lot of times, then can you open up and out? It says the Mogavon, it's a cotton yun chas, that you can. Two reasons. He starts off saying first, but not lekin, it's not made to be together. Via daughter, the malach of Taifer is to sew something into one. Make it back and stay that way. Taifer is make something one, and Korea is the opposite of doing this one thing. Kram nas letfor. Let's say something that came together, and you don't plan to leave it as one. That means this thing will have the page got stuck together, not made lekin to last. He sends you to the Mahabas in the Shinyadan Sefiot. But something not made lekin, you want to say it's mutter. But Oy Koshkin said, blood is chavin, over here you have no kavanah, it happened in Melo. Two stories at times, first of all, not me, Lekiyim. Void, it happened in Melo. Therefore, the page that's stuck together with is the oasis, says the Mogarvam, Lalothin can open up, no problem. No problem. Now this is Shiloh, let's say we open up, you know the thickness of the page, sometimes gets ripped with it. And the page is very thin, however, sometimes part of the thickness of the page comes with it. Is that a problem with Korea? Near before the page is one, and you take the thickness with it. The Shmir Shabbos over there in Perakol Ches, Shlomo Zalman over there in Perakol Ches, he is Machmer. However, in the Chalakim of the Lom, he seems to be Chayzer. Yesh Lain with Halachas, he wants to say he said Tzikas Tolo, she has a Sfar to be Mekel. Yesh Lain. I mean, he's first to say Tzikas Tolo. Because he wants to hang that it's not something you're shy to be Taifer. We'll get to the Sfar later on. So not shy to be Taifer is not Korea. That's psychotolish, that's Korea,
What's the case?
The case of the thickness of the page, when you open a venture, sometimes the part of the page comes with you. So the thickness of this very thin page comes with it. So there, again, it seems to me this Chayzer, he's right in the Lukul in the Lulun. Don't say clearly he's Nagel. So again, we have two reasons why you open a Sefer with the stuff together. Either because not name a king, or because it happened in Melilah. Both reasons brought down by the Shibun Tzakon and Hay. They hate to bring it down to Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Ben Ish Chayim Shalom Beis. They bring down these reasons. Now that's one reason by itself is going on. Look in the Eliyahu and the Chayotim, they bring down just the reason of one last Mekim. Look in the Kitzur, you only bring down the reason of the Mela. But either reasons are not, but only have two reasons. Based upon this, let's go through two cases. Let's say a person, when he makes a Sefer, he's bonding it. And he has the pages cut, and then he starts bonding it. Glue falls upon the pages. And then you can open the pages, the glue made it stick together. So Ask Kareya is not a problem. Well, that's not a problem. Why? Because it happened Mela, not Mela Kiyim. Well, that's Maka Patish. The Sefer was never finished yet. You are binding it. I mean, not our binding. Maybe our binding is finished. But let's say the store is binding it. The store is binding it. Sometimes you see this glue stuck over here. It's not the pages. The pages are already separated. The glue is stuck. Then can you open up Shabbos? Is there a Baya of Maka Patish? Because my Sefer never was a Sefer to be a Sefer. But it's time to know. The pages were cut. This came afterwards, and no sort of matter of Hadish. So, to question, in the same book, Kitzer holds a Shabbos, a Simcha of Zayin, he tagged one Sefer should be also, since it never became a Sefer, it never was a Sefer, usable, therefore when a glue falls upon it, the time of the binding, should be a Bayah Matka Patish. In the Oros, he seems to bring it down from Moshe, his words in the Korah, but he brings it down from Moshe, something over there, it seems to bring it down, this comes from Moshe, they want to answer. Atzah Sheni, Mr. Kral, Chodashani, Rafal, also in Sefer Torah and Malchus, is brought down by the Mekel. Why? Because Sefer Soif, the words at least of Mr. Kral is that the Sefer is finished. This happened afterwards. This happened afterwards, no problem, Makapashi. Yes, question Makapashi, no problem. It happened afterwards. So we have a focus between Uhura, Alicia Pashas versus Mr. Kral, and Rafal. Also, the Bayah is, the way of Chodashani, it sounds like he made it a little bit different. It sounds like it happened afterwards. Then they not even with me. I don't know what exactly happened. We'll see a case where we'll see they going even in the same case. We'll see a case even in the same case. So the words are Amakor. It sounds like it's Makoikus. We'll take it all the case, very practical case. It happens every week. Anyone who's married, that's true. Everyone over here, when they have children, they ain't again. Diapers. So, a diapers, right, you open them up, very simple. If you get diapers, I check them, this is my house, every single one, they're stuck together on top. They're sealed together. They're sealed on top. If you look, I have another diaper that is still sealed. This one's open, this one's sealed. It's not really sealed, not much at that. Why? What happened? So, Rabbi Yant, the same problem test Malchus, Rabbi Yant's very nice. He went down and interviewed with Bachman and Gamble. And interviewed with him. And asked him, why is it sealed on top? So, they say two reasons. One reason is because when you get packaged, get pressed together, 40 diapers together, get pressed. The pressing makes it into one. Pressing. And then also, you look at the line of diapers, they're stuck over here also. Stuck all along with the thing itself also. That's not. Gets pressed. That will be a problem at all. Back to packages, the diapers made already. Altskareya, Lanasa, not made, also a key, it happened, Mimela, a lot of this one. The second reason why it gets sealed on top. Why? Because when the way how it's made, how he explains it, the essence is one long row of diapers. One long row. They come to the machine, and the first folded, everything's folded already. The machine comes and cuts it. But with the friction, when it cuts it, it seals it at the same time. With the friction, seals it, the heat seals it. That means when it came a diaper, it came sealed. And they have no component to seal it. Happened maybe. So that's clear, it's not a problem. But that's not a problem. This is not much a case. Now what? That it was never was a diaper that was usable. At the time that you, when they cut it to make it a diaper, it came sealed in the mail. What's the law in this case? Is it also or is it motor? So, the Bhutan Sefer Torah from Malchus, the answer is the Kirelis. And he is Rafalk. And both of them matter. Well, the Shetosak, them two will matter by binding, by the swarm. They say there's nothing, that's meaningless. It's not like a badger, it's a diaper. Now, if they knew the Matthias time, they saw the Matthias, I'm not sure. I don't know how they understood it, but the Maisel also, Rabbi had a Sefer, he's Mekel also. He says the Matthias, he's Mekel. The Simchobon, the Oscar Sefer, also is Mekel. Rabbi Shabbos, Rabbi Rubin is also Mekel. We have placed more Mekel.
Do you have a
So he doesn't mention this case. Someone told me yesterday, speaking to him about In-N-Out fresh wipes, baby wipes to use to wipe your kid. So he told me, wipe place from Machmer, Lampen der Eisel, the other place from Omekel. Tell you In-N-Out first, Omekel for that reason. Don't find it in America, he's one of those who are Omekel. So someone in the yeshiva, he told me, wrote to Abdullah along, Bariches, why to answer it? Bariches. So his father gave it to Abdullah, and it was a very long thing. So Abdullah told this person, what is he bothering about fresh wipes? He should worry every time he opens up and even it's a masakim on him. That's what Abdullah told this guy's father, go tell the guy. He might have been asking about fresh wipes, but he told him, every time you open up, anyway, that should be your bayah. Your bayah should not be using fresh wipes. Your bayah should be opening it. Which will clear up with his father, which is also. That's the guy told me yesterday what happened when he didn't get a chewing back to fresh wipes, but he got this masak. He had a bayah opening up the masakim on him. Like that bayah. Now the small white tiny diapers are maybe a little bit different than binding in a sefer. But then when it's glue in it, when you buy get a sefer, it's glue in it, and you see one with glue or without glue, you put this one back, take one without glue, you don't want the glue. It's a storm bed, so I'm accepting. Nothing else, you take the sefer. Diapers, you tell me no one even cares at all. It's much meaningless, it doesn't mean anything. Would anyone put it back? No. It opens automatically, it's very thin, the connection is no chibur come out at all. And no one put it back, so you tell me it is not, it's gemar, the diaper's made already. Fine, you open it up, it's meaningless, it's nothing. There's no chibur there at all. And the words that Prophet Gamal says, it's an accepted default in the product. The masking is a little bit default, but it's accepted. No, doesn't bother them, doesn't mind. I think glue is unaccepted, except that happens that way sometimes. Could be Mechal, say, in a Chalami Tavish, should be Mutter, when everyone asks Makar, it shouldn't be a problem. Ishline, Mice again, Rebbe was placed clearly on Makar. Again, even Rebbe himself is Makar, he doesn't mention it in the Makar, but it should be himself as Makar. So these are again cases that, I mean, this is also a case of either ripping a page that's stuck together from the beginning when it's mamash stuck together, or a case of going to the bathroom that's mamash direct. So the cases that person brings more to the kuliyamo. Marshall, one case is, can you rip food on Shabbos? What's it? I got your chicken, I got your salad, I got your food. Chuliyam by Yab Korea. So Avada, you have to know which malachas you do say applies to food and which malachas don't. I mean, for example, tzeveya, drawing your food, putting in your tea is not a problem. Tzeveya, like I did, we pass in. Was a mechatech by food. So the Pashim say, would it by Korea to not apply to food? That's what's brought down in the Rabbi Yitzhak for his marriage, that way he's married to explain why not. Shon's Zalman said it doesn't apply to food, and that's possible. But no one ever heard Israel Korea by food. Mice is a cash, why? Why Mice by Kleese applies by food, by Baina applies by food, Baina to make cheese is Baina. I think you pay for it. You have to know why. But Mice clearly is a head of Korea by Israel, I don't think anyone will answer Korea by Israel. That's possible. That's please stop it. There's another Gemara, another case, the Gemara Be'er that on Avon Be'ez. The Gemara there, over there says, Chos Lusha B'Kalim. Something you have, seals on Kalim. Basically, you have a box, and you put a rope around it. The Gemara says, on Kalim, it's called Lush on the place, but it's B'Sikas Polish. Ripping something that's Polish, or a rope that's around something, the Gemara says, Mutter. A character would make Xavier answer it, rope around character. But a rope around Kalim, you get a box. The rope around it, the Gemara says, Mutter. Put on away Malocha and Simon Shin Yudal Sif Zayin. Cutting rope is a mutter. Well, my thing is a cash of why? Korea. It's ripping. Why is it mutter? Gemara says mutter. Why is it mutter? Mutter. So you could say, Shlam Maslet for you don't plan to sell. However, we start off in the beginning, we don't need our Maslet for it, we just need a ticket. If you rip a rope, that's a ticket, and Chush should be fine for it. If not a ticket, should be listed to right. So we'll look ahead to rip a rope. And our question one is to cash the Mr. Brewer. However, the Pshat Poshet, and the Shavuot, the Allah himself, in Sif Ches, he explains that the whole thing of prayer is the act of Taifa. Something you sow, you can rip. Something you can't sow, no risk of ripping. When you, a rope gets ripped apart, how do you put it together? You make a knot. Don't sew a rope together. You make a knot. So since it's not Shaykh Amnas Litvur, it's not a Parsha of Amnas Litvur, therefore, what's not a Parsha? It's not a Parsha of Korea. Korea is the act of Taifa. Therefore, ripping a rope, again, the Pashim says, Motu. This Malach, this Sforosh, where the Be'alot is from God, Tilo David, it has to be a Shaykh Fior, then it's Kureya. If it's not Shaykh Fior, not Kureya. Therefore, again, in the case of ripping of rope, it's Mutter, we're dealing Avada. That's Kor, that's Gemara. Now let's go to the cases that it's not getting in between. Could a person, when he receives a letter on Shabbos, can he open a letter on Shabbos? Can he open a letter? There's Akudo that's brought down. He says the person receives a lot on Shabbos. He could talk about in the, of Kriya letter on Shabbos. He says, you can tell a guy, any yachal the creator, he calls match in a pesuah. I can go tell a guy, I can't read it, calls match in a pesuah. When's that open? And therefore, based upon that, it'll be remiss. And the guy will understand that then he can't open it. Do you understand? The Magabra brings down that Simon Shinzani, it's a called Chof. That sounds like to say to a guy, you have to open on the answer. However, only that guy, the remiss, will be motor. This also there's a lot that wrote down this way that you cannot ask a about that means it comes out of that guy, like you still can open but well, that's partial. That's how Twain so Kalash Shabbos goes away that says you gotta go to Mutali Dego, you can say straight out, but the Vadi still can't open it. The Khashokh and Simtov go few tests, the Chai Odom and Khal Tabi Gimel, they come out that you still open the letter you can open. And the Shabru and Simon Shazai to go involved to the third global Adi Goy. They go to our goal. That means through your soul we can't. So what's the difference between an envelope and a bag of potato chips? Right? We're talking about opening things in Shabbos. Bag of potato chips, or any bags, bag around your plates, or your silverware, or around your cups. How can you open them in Shabbos? People want to say, there's a hector, it's kilkul, what's the problem? Might say, yeah, a case over here, an envelope. It says, come back to all the place. Can, but an envelope is also to open on Shabbos. Only the tzarek go to all day goy, or mut all day goy. But no one comes out. At least among the sack, no one comes out, and you saw yourself can open it. Don't say you saw yourself can open it. So what should be different between a case of a letter and a case of opening up anything else? So myself here, there's no raya. Why? Because it's because there are two different types of letters a person has. A person explained there are two letters. So a letter like a plain letter, that's one piece of paper. After you write the whole entire thing, you fold it up and you still show yourself. It's a connection. It's one thing. When you open it, you make the whole paper going to read. There's another case where you have this piece of paper, you put it inside an envelope. One inside another. So when it's one inside another, so when you open the envelope, it's a kilkul to the envelope, and then you get the paper inside. My thinking was when it's sealed to itself, when you're opening it, it's a tikkun. Yeah, what you had to do is to do a kuleya, it's a tikkun shabbos kuleya, which I'm not sacking, is even this is a deraisim. It's either my kapatri kuleya, or even this is. To rise to the bottom, Sharech do through a koi, Mothra Shen Shikul Gufoi. How a body sold to open up the letter that sucked itself and chopped itself out of its ulcer?
It's not
Shai Tvira. Pages, Tvira, Tvira means what I've been saying, we didn't glue together also. Right? That's called the total is gluing. So therefore, from the opposite we have, the Machmir want to be right from these poison. Being right from these poison, so this can rise. Then we saw the design pointed out the two different types of envelopes, and the person said, "I'm not sure the two types of envelopes, the Shavuot said different types of envelopes, Shavuot, which one of these places we're discussing about?" But how about Lechor, in those days, I don't know if they had envelopes or not, but the words are, you get it, a letter that was stuck to itself, Lechor, you have a baya, it's a kriya, not a saki, it's a ticket in the envelope itself. So in these places, again, they want to be the Chayodom, the Vaisol, or the Gudom, or the Ram, or the Magavom's Master. According to here, as come along with my family, and you saw clearly, it's like life, it's like, me and the Chub is a raya. We'll get to another case, two main makaris with the Israel, two main makaris. One is there's a pre-chadosh. Pre-chadosh, you know, it's in the Kuf Yud Ches, Beis Yud Ches. When we are discussing, even a boss in the Nelvin Ali, you have meat that you don't see, that the lot is, you have to have a chesima, when you give it to God, it has to be sealed, so when you get it back, you know the God you're not putting out with it. So the challenge is how many seals do you need? One or two. The Pichodesh had a case over there that on Shabbos, you didn't want to put their food into the Goyish oven and let them cook inside the oven. And on Shabbos, take the food out of the oven. Problem is the Goyish oven, it's inside their house, inside their partners. What do you do? So he said, let's have an answer. Make two seals, put a lack upon it, one seal, and then wrap around the oven upon the lack, a second piece of paper, a second thing. And then glue the paper to itself, seal the paper to itself. And then you have a second seal. You come there, the seal, the paper's not broken, and the lock is on, you see that nothing happened to the root. There's two chesimus. That's his question. So come along, because you want to say that you only need one seal, you don't need two seals. However, this is you want to do it with paper wrapped around it. He said, I bought that not. He said, Moskim would call Lukuli Alma every week, then you're even Isser Diraisum. Lukuli Alma Badi, you cannot open it up with this paper wrapped around it. I can tell me that when you rip the paper, it's a kilkul in the paper, right? It's a kilkul. Makal is only part of a lasser. And I'll be only get food. He said, no, it's about the ticket. The fact, how do you get to the food? So we rip the paper. So when you're ripping the paper, the whole act of ripping the paper is a tikkun. So kulama every masket that you be even a sederaisa. And the isk going to rip for you the paper also? A badinat. When do you see the isk go and be like, do a case of a deraisa for you? For mokka mitzvah, there's a other way, maybe it's a badinat, so it's a badinat. A body cannot isk going to do a, to rip open a paper, which is an isk deraisa for kulama, to get the food out. So come down, he wants you to make it with one line. Elvi says, Elvi, this, if you want to rip open the paper, about it, it's also kulama. He says, I can ask me kasha. He told me, don't ask me kasha. That the meaning of Klal Yisrael is that when a person receives a letter on Shabbos, what does he do? He tells, what happens, people open it up. People open up the letters. Don't tell me, don't leave me right from the Klal Yisrael. Why? I'm a ratzim. Svartim, the Gabbash can answer. He said, both of them, all ratzim. It's a meaning Klal Yisrael, and a Vada also leads him as a din. And the future can give a din, and a Vada meaning Klal Yisrael also leads him as a din. This is the right, and a Vada can do that. What are you talking about? At Kanapri Chodosh. So he starts with the Tanu. He said the Vada can open the paper to get the food inside. And what he says is, it is that people on Makel, on opium letters, is a big place. I'm a Ratsis and the Vada can do it. Even through a guy can open this letter. So first, for the case of the Tanu, it's not much the case of an envelope. Why? Because what is an envelope? One thing inside another. We want to say there's a kilt on the envelope. However, and therefore, and the paper's inside, maybe it's a different din. Kabbalah comes to me. When you have paper wrapped around a pattern with food inside, Mamash gets an envelope, the kulam is masked within the Eisel. That means the chur of the pattern should not be any different than a bag of potato chips. A bag of potato chips has chips inside. You open the bag, what the bag you want to say is a kilkul. It's the best you can say, it's a kilkul. You get the food out from inside. What's the difference between opening up the piece of paper to get the food out from inside, or opening up this piece of paper, the bag of potato chips to get the food out inside? The chur couldn't be chodesh, the kulam is a dinder Eisel. It's Allah. Are you telling me? What do you mean? The Chacham Tzvi. He himself, he went and he argued with the Pri Chodesh. Not only did he argue, he met the Pri Chodesh. He went to the Pri Chodesh and spoke to him upon and upon. He spoke to him about the Shai Chuvah, the Chacham Tzvi himself, writes down the Chuvah, edits him on the test. He went to argue with him. I don't know, he went to argue with him, but he met him and he argued with him. And he said, what happened? He had no answers. He was Shosik. Pashas Menas, he was Chodesh. But the Maitre came down to the Pri Chodesh, he had no answer. No answer. He told me, what do you want? Maisa? He had no answer. So, well, you want Bichodesh or Bichodesh? The Chacham Tzvi said he spoke to him. Now, don't tell me, age-wise, that the Maisa, one was much older, one was younger, different age-wise. I looked up in history, they're 1 year apart. The Mamash and the Basak, they want to be up. You already built the same Bichodesh already, both of them are Gedolim already. They can argue with each other, they can speak to each other, and not one was young, one was old. So, and Maisa, he had no answer. Shai Chuvah, Sim Shazayin, Sif Yudzayin, Sikon Yudzayin, I think. He brings down this Chacham Tzvi. They said he had no answer. Now, Shalom, what did the Chacham Tzvi argue with? Why did he argue? And what din is he talking about? So there's not much of Chacham Tzvi. He says he asked the words Mutter, and he asked him what's Osir. Why? Chacham Tzvi is married for Ikhna Chuvah, he's married for Bariches Godel, and I need two seals. This you want to matter, that's his Osir. And the end of the last five lines, and this you want to want the answer, that about this is Mutter. Now, Pre-Chodesh wants to say two things by the pattern. One is, you can do it, and also a guy can do it. What's the Chacham Tzvi arguing on? On you, even yourself can do it? Only a guy. Said the Allah and Zimin Shemem, a guy. A body soul can open it. It's coming to argue that a guy. Can a guy open it? A guy can't. The Prima God was in the mission of Gimel, the Shari Salam and Kalashan, it said the Chacham Tzvi is arguing only on a guy. But a body soul himself cannot open up a pattern. Or can open up an envelope. Only talking about a case of a guy. That means, back to that case, opening a bag of potato chips. The whole machlokes is what? The dafka, if you can open it up, do a guy, not do a guy. But if you saw about it, you can't. Even the Chacham Tzvi is going to be masking to do this. And said to the Mishnah Berurah, and said to Mem, so if you give him the Bialof, he says, by he writes, there are two different types of envelopes. There's an envelope that's stuck to itself, and there's one page inside another. He says, Lamaisi and Zuh, the Tzarech Godel, it can be Tzarech Avei Goy in both cases. Tzarech Godel, Avei Goy in both cases. More than that, only Tzarech Godel, Avei Goy. That means, even one thing inside another, Avei Goy, that means anything in bag of tail chips, to open up, it's one thing inside another, comes to you, and we say, Tzarech Godel, comes to you, for a Goy. What do you mean? What do you mean, Tzarech Godel? So it comes out of Chorei Pichodosh. Now this Chacham Tzvi that argued only by a guy, his own son, the Yaivitz, the Yaakov Emden, has a tshuvah, and he writes, he's mekul from his father, even though he was young, he remembers his father's master, even by himself. Yaivitz disagrees. The Maisa, the Mishavua, saw the Yavis for Shechu, meaning on the Yavis. Still, the Mishavua says not that way. Pringon says not that way. So the first Machloek is what exactly, what the Chavshin disagreed with. But the Maisa, well, let's go with first the Mishavua Shita before we get back to the Yavis Malach. The Mishavua Shita is the Chavshin only argument the Goy and the Yisrael is also. Yavis says, even if Yisrael is more to be argued only in the Goy, that's the Mishavua. That means the Apostle more Taino. Let's go, everyone follows Mishavua Allah. We go with Mishavua Allah, walking open up a Shabbos. Nothing. Anything that's sealed, that the only way to get to it is by opening up the seal, just like by Tanu, just like by envelope, the Shavua says by envelope, with the side of God, it's mutter Ali De Goy. People say this from my grandfather, he's a chevra on the Badats, he has a chuma in Chelik Aleph, in Simin Chosh, he has a chuma in Chelik Bey, Simin Aleph, he has a chuma in Chelik Gimel, Simin Yud, and Yud Aleph. Again, he goes on, keeps backing himself, and he says, you know what the Loch is? The most we can do is like the Mishnah Berurah. You want to open up a bag of tail chips? Ali de goy l'tzor gadol. Not more than that. It's a Mishnah Berurah. He says it's a Mother Shalom. He says it's also a Prima Gadol. He ties a Prima Chodosh. What's your price? What do you want? So again, you can act like someone, but the Mice is a Mishnah Berurah and a Prima Chodosh. Those two, shall we say, he says it's a Mother Shalom and a Prima Gadol also. He says, what's your price? What do you want? Mice, how can you open anything on Shabbos? Also, you do, I think, and it was a yeshiva that has been around for a couple of years, Shalman Nissen, every year Kamak gives a shiur about this, and he goes to the same Mahalach. He says, part of Adar, a Mekel, is what we serve on, but he says, of Adar, it's also, the Sugyum, went to the Sugyum, it's Mishnah Berurah, and he also, he has a list, he says, it's there MS, look at the inside, it's there MS, Namuchach, but he says, it's Bialachish, outside of Adar, but yeah, you can argue about this, right, might say, you have to deal with each one on its own level. He goes this way, and he also, he has to be a tell it to be Mahmoud. Paravadi, he can open anything on Shabbos. He himself doesn't open anything on Shabbos. Now, first, let's deal with one question. Come to explain how we answered it. And Ikra, the Cholkim, we'll get back to next week, how they come, the Kippahs come, they quote the Mekilim, they attack them, the Mamash attack, and they come out to make Legami. But first, let's go with one point how Meiban Sura does have to deal with, is first, there's a Tesefta. The Tesefta on Shabbos, and Perek Yudzayin, and Perek Yom. It says, Kurea or Akabi Chavis. A person can rip or leather on top of a Chavis. Push, accept as mutter. But that Shloyas is either. On the condition you don't make a spout. Don't make something as a good peasant to come out. Don't make a spout, says the accept as mutter. Now in essence, when do we pass like a deceptor? It's not put down the Gemara. It's not in Abba, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. So it's put down by the Chavis, Beis Leish brings it down, and the Mogar Gron, and the Shulchan Aruch Arad, and the Mamoisha, and the Chaznish, and the Chaysol, and the Chayodom, and the Kishon Malarach, they all bring down this deceptor, the Shulchan. You won't come out to find a place that we pass like that doesn't bring down this deceptor. The first deceptor, fully chaylik, that I know of. Deceptor, no one seems to argue that. They want to make the Rambam does, the Father of the Maisa, our place can seem to bring it down. Now, why is it mutter? Kreh, we make kasha, everyone jumps on the Pichodesh without Mishavua, they jump on the Pichodesh, you have a deceptor, over 20 Slam I saw, it's the Pichodesh, and they want to argue, they want to tie the Chatzvi on the Pichodesh line, deceptor. Not only is it also, Kreh, or you can win it on Shabbos. And then was supposed to say, what Chatzvi argue? The Gamit, Mutter on the Yisrael, deceptor. We have a deceptor, Kreh, or the Chavis, it's Mutter, the Gamit. So Master, what is it with this deceptor? So there's one Malach, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that he kind of is, it's not a cloud, a Korea. The Korea is only negated to things that are different pieces put together. Korea is things tightly put together. Separating them is Korea. Let's say something that's one piece. A piece of paper is one thing, or plastic is one thing. Something that's one is not Korea. Korea is separating things that are a lot of pieces. Vehicle by or by skin, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, is not Korea. Korea or is one piece. One piece is no end of Korea. Now, the Bi'alacha in the Sifrit Gimel and Simon Shemem, he always calls the Shulchan Aruch Rav, always says his name. This time he doesn't want to even say his name. He says, Echo Minar Gedoyim. He says, this is Ma'alach, Rav Adat's wrong, because of course you shall be against it. He's not wanting to mention his name. He got to mention the Shulchan Aruch Rav, says it, the Habina, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Chayitim, and you shall be against him. Echo Minar Gedoyim wants to say this Ma'alach. Nibu, Nubis, Echoyim, Mamash, don't like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Why? It's against Yishami. Now to answer the Yishami, the way to answer it, the Tila Dovin, and the Shulchan, they answer the Yishami, they say different Gesalis in the Yishami. Fine, I'll wait, and my supposed to Tila Dovin, because Shulchan pass them like the grass. But something that's one thing, is Mutu to Rebbe Shabbos. Mutu. So he told me he was once in Lubavitch's house, Shabbos, and the problem was the tissues were connected. So he told us afterwards, like, got it. What's the big deal? Shulchan Aruch, it's one piece, you grip it, what's the shadow? So, the guy told me, every time he has to go to the guy's house, and you have to be doing dishes, because that's a problem with Kuraya, that I still couldn't be a local. Fine. My second one in that case, the second one in that case, what do you think we make? Oligami, Ishlai. Well, you have to know, our paper today, it seems to be my point, is that our paper is one piece of different pieces. All the time, it should be one piece. But the mice of plastic certainly is one piece, leather certainly is one piece, paper is not like it's not as one piece or not, because they make it different how they used to make it. So the plastic certainly, they argue strike against this, etc. They correct our gabbat chalice, and not a hedge that it's one piece. So say back to the kasha, why is correct our gabbat chalice a mutter? Sefer says you can rip our parafalice, why is it mutter? So to say how Meir Bransfer answers, he tines, chibish, he tines that that's in the case of an envelope, is the only way to get the food, to get the letter inside is ripping the envelope. The only way to rip the paper around the oven is to get the food is by ripping the paper. Let's say you have another way to get to it. Let's say you don't have to rip the paper. Let's say we should have to get to it another way. It won't be a good single one, but let's if it was shy, then kind of that the act that you're doing is not the etzimatik. The whole reason when you're ripping the envelope and you're gonna get the letter inside, we're ripping it back up to get the food inside, since it's a kill to win, take it from off my favorite, it's awesome. Otherwise, but since it's a kill to hand, take him off matter, it's also. Mashin, let's say you can get the food otherwise. See, but you did it. Why it's easier for you? It's easier for you to rip the back, you could have got the back without ripping it. Then said Meir Bransfer, that is not a ticking a kill to hand, take him off matter, it's only that a big kill. Kill to have Shabbos and Mutter. If you want to say this argument the Chavitz, you want to say he wants to make up a Matzias, you want to say in the case you can take the arm totally off the barrel. You can physically remove it and take it off totally. You don't want to do that. You want to make it easy for you. You want to just cut it and then pour it out from the top or take it out from the top. So you cut it. It's not a case of a kilkliya and take it off my throat. You could have got it a different way. However, you didn't want one. More convenient. It was convenient for you to cut the arm. Therefore, you cut the arm. Fine. That's his mahalach. Again, he's mahalach. Very stark, he says, also only circle on the Yisrael, Mr. Kaplan was this way, and next week we mamshech and go to other mahalach, or where the person came and coming to be bagel. Now, this we saying, even if a person says, we'll see next week, when Moshe's bagel, Mikadin, Shalazan's bagel, Lumas Gedolim are bagel, that come of kindness and others, but Moshe had a long tshuva, and our kind of Alex in the Kukh of days, he has 10 and a half, mamshech by Rikas Gedolim. Over there, after most of the Riches Kodol about the case of tuna fish cans, can you open them on Shabbos, and he goes to why it's Motim Mekah there, no problem to open up tuna fish cans. Mamish, he brings to Pichodosh, he says Pichodosh is wrong, he brings down to Sefto. No, he goes Mamish to the old Mahalach, in Tzara Sheni. He ends off, and after he says it, he says, L'maista in Lahatim. After I give 10 and a half more, it's Motim, and the swam moving down, and Moshe is Matim. However, I said, the Moshe, L'maista in Lahatim. One, Kivim, they told him what to Prisol, Bismanazek, especially in even the Friedrich Davis, they told him what to Kadesh Yorila Akal, if you come to Mekel in this case, you'll be Mekel in other cases. And he says, which case am I talking about? He says, Ve'ein Likroya, Le'isak Shol Beged, don't rip open a bag. Le'ishol Nir, a bag of paper, don't even rip that open. Le'ishol cans of potatoes, and don't open up cans of boxes. Like he's talking every other thing. Don't rip up anything. But after Lachdich, Likroya, Achem, Chokosh, Le'isak, then he goes on the Gemara's case. He says, don't even rip open what don't break the rope around it. We saw from the beginning, he wrote it in the Forsha, Allah is mutter. He says, don't even rip the rope that's around it. When is even Yesh Lutzer Shabbos? When is even Lutzer Shabbos? I can tell me, what mean? I need a food, cover Shabbos. Cover Shabbos. How can you come to make up your own Yisrael or cover Shabbos? He says, Moshe, Shavniya Ach, Rak, Makmas, Yesh, Mechshash, Shul Shabbos, Zeh, cover Shabbos. That is Kavod Shabbos and Yosef Godel. You don't get Al-Shoshes of Chol Shabbos. You want to get Kavod Shabbos? Don't open it up. Don't. Maisa Eimater. He says, but let's say it's a Tzarek Godel. Tzarek Godel. Which explains, what's Tzarek Godel? Chasno. Tzarek Mitzvah, Arachim. Then, you can either do it through a Goy or a Kamchof Mitzinah. Very, very clear. Maisa Eimater. Tzarek Godel, Chasno, or Arachim, Tzarek Mitzvah, via Busha, via Busha. Then a tamachachem betzino knows a sugya, or a chanami, a guy, then he can be making otherwise. You want to cover Shabbos? Cover Shabbos, aim at him. Don't whip rope, don't whip bags, don't whip carrots. You know, he's the makilim. He's the one that makilim and everyone's he's making. Maisi ends up with maisi aim at him, makes his own zero. The Ashram has a chikchuma in the chalabes, in the chalabes, in the chalabes, in the chalabes, talking about putting on an air conditioner in a soil in the yeshiva where it's boiling hot, the guy's not learning. So he said, the Maaseh don't be machmir. Why? Because these words are Moshe. When they talk, what? Maybe these are word for word. Come out. He quotes the Moshe and the Emissal of the Archbishop, Mamish, these words are not Maaseh. To take the Moshe from Kant, said, even don't put on air conditioner for yeshiva. So if I won't learn, learn, you can't. Don't learn. The Maaseh in my heart, they talk about them. Shmei Shabbos, the Berak Teres, when he goes to first cut off the mice, the chachilo, open up everything before Shabbos. If not, then these are lovers. We said to open up everything before Shabbos. The Moshe starts off with the Nine White says, by the way, look, sorry, everything before Shabbos. The Mincha Shabbos says, anyone who does not open up anything before Shabbos, and he could have, is Nikur B'Sheyev. Poshev B'Sheyev. So it comes out that two, again, next week we'll get involved with all the Mekilim and all the Shitas, and there seems to be Mekil, so Minig is something to be Mekil. Still, you allowed to break with things on Shabbos. However, the Maaseh Eimahatir, a person should not do it, and want to cover Shabbos, open up everything before Shabbos. Besides the fact that the Mishnah Berurah is a Makar with the Machmer, Pichodesh himself, so he was Machmer before he met the Chacham Tzvi. So, Vada, Lechatchil, a person should open up everything before Shabbos, and that will take Mizrecha to name himself from Chil Shabbos.